Hi, welcome to the Pelomar Observatory. Let's begin our tour outside the observatory's visitor center. Inside the visitor center, you'll find exhibits and displays on the observatory and its many discoveries. If you are visiting on a weekend or during the summer months, you can also stop by the observatory's gift shop. Let's head up the walkway toward the dome of the 200-inch Hale telescope. The observatory is owned and operated by the California Institute of Technology, also known as Caltech. Caltech is a private college located in Pasadena, California. Four active research telescopes are located across the more than 2,000-acre site. The 200-inch Hale telescope is the only telescope on the compound that is open to the public. Weather permitting, the telescopes are used on every clear night of the year, except for December 24th and 25th. On average, we observe nearly 300 nights per year. The site for the observatory was chosen in 1934. And construction on an 18-inch Schmidt telescope and the 200-inch telescope began in 1936. The 18-inch Schmidt became Pelomar's first operational telescope in September 1936. As you pass the trees, you'll get your first view of the giant dome of the 200-inch telescope. The dome weighs 1,000 tons. It stands 135 feet high and is 137 feet across. This is very nearly the same dimensions as that of the Pantheon in Rome, Italy. When observing with the Hale telescope, the two giant shutters slide open to expose the telescope to the night sky, allowing light from the universe to be collected by the telescope's 200-inch diameter mirror. As the telescope points to different objects in the sky, the dome turns to keep the sky visible to the telescope. The dome is painted white and air-conditioned to help control the temperature and moisture levels within. The inside air is maintained at nighttime temperature levels year-round. Having the same temperature inside and out when the telescope is in use actually gives us a sharper view of the night sky. As you approach and enter the building, it is time to tell you that the telescope that you are about to see is named for George Ellery Hale. A bust of Hale can be found in the entryway to the dome. Hale succeeded in building the world's largest telescope four different times. At the Yerkes Observatory in Williams Bay, Wisconsin, he built a 40-inch refracting telescope that was finished in 1897. It is still the world's largest telescope that uses a lens to collect light. All modern astronomical telescopes use mirrors to collect light. At Mount Wilson, located just north of Pasadena, California, he built a 60-inch reflecting telescope. It was completed in 1908. A 100-inch reflecting telescope was completed at Mount Wilson in 1917. It was with the 100-inch telescope that Edwin Hubble discovered the nature of galaxies and the expansion of the universe. In 1928, George Ellery Hale secured a $6 million grant to Caltech from the International Education Board of the Rockefeller Foundation for the construction of an observatory, including a 200-inch telescope. A large plaque in the entryway acknowledges this gift. Hale did not live to see the 200-inch project completed. When the telescope was dedicated, June 3, 1948, it was named the Hale Telescope in his honor. If you haven't yet, it is time to climb the many steps upward to see the telescope. If climbing the steps is a problem for you, the observatory staff offers assistance to visitors at 9:30 a.m., 1 p.m., and 2:30 p.m. Meet on the west side of the dome, and a member of the staff will get you to an elevator. At the top of the steps, be sure to look to your left at a window in the wall. Inside the window, you should see some of the wheels that the dome rides on. From inside the visitor's gallery, you can finally see the Hale telescope through the large glass windows. Most of the time, you'll see nothing going on by the telescope. Don't let this make you think that the telescope never does anything. Remember that the telescope is used every clear night. Preparations for tonight's observations may already have been completed by the time of your visit, but from time to time you may see people working to change the cameras on the telescope, filling the cameras with liquid nitrogen, performing routine maintenance work, or even moving the telescope for some tests. Most of the time the telescope can be seen pointing straight up in its parked position. Located facing you on the other side of the glass window should be a 1/10 scale or 20-inch diameter model of the 200-inch mirror. Like the real mirror, it is made up of Pyrex glass. Unlike the real mirror, this one was never ground into the correct shape and polished. It also does not have a reflective coating of aluminum on its top surface. But like the 200-inch mirror, its backside is honeycombed. The triangular areas you see are hollow to make the mirror weigh less. The round places are where the mirror is supported from below to help maintain its critical shape. Creating the mirror was a monumental task. From the pouring of the glass at Corning Glassworks in December 1934, it was cooled for more than 10 months. Then it was transported by rail from Corning, New York, to Caltech in Pasadena, California. At Caltech, the Pyrex glass disc was ground and polished to put its top surface into the proper shape. It began as a 20-ton disc and finished at 14.5 tons. Partly due to delays from World War II, it was in the optical shop for 11.5 years. It finally arrived at Palomar in November of 1947. The mirror was transported on the back of a flatbed truck, with two additional trucks behind it pushing it up Highway S6, which was then known as the Highway to the Stars. The testing and final polishing of the mirror was done here in the dome. Notice the large Hartmann screen hanging inside to your right. It was placed on top of the telescope to test the final polish of the mirror. The light of a bright star was passed through the many holes and reflected off of the mirror to a camera. The images produced were photographed and analyzed to measure the shape of the mirror. This led to additional polishing and more testing. The final polishing was done by hand here in the dome. Finally, when the mirror had the proper shape, a reflective coating of aluminum was added to its surface. A thin layer of aluminum, just 0.03 inches thick, weighing less than 0.5 ounce, provides the reflective coating. Every few years, the old layer of aluminum is stripped off, the mirror is washed, and a new layer is added. The new reflective coating is applied in the large steel chamber that sits on the other side of the dome floor. You should see a large display with yellow arrows that shows how light moves through the telescope. Note that the tube of the Hale telescope is an open framework, which is not what most people expect. Light enters through the open dome, down the telescope tube where it hits the 200-inch mirror. The light is reflected off of the giant curved mirror and comes to a focus near the top of the telescope at what is known as the prime focus cage. The illustration shows a person at this position. Once upon a time, our astronomers would actually have to ride in the prime focus cage to take their pictures. Today, various electronic cameras ride in prime focus. The astronomers now work from a comfortable warm room here in the dome. They can see the results in real time on a computer screen. Modern detectors allow the Hale telescope to see deeper into the universe than when it was brand new. Not shown on the diagram, but often a second mirror is used just underneath the prime focus to direct the light back downward through the hole in the 200-inch mirror to a different instrument located in the Cassegrain cage underneath. The moving parts of the telescope weigh 530 tons. It is maintained in a near-perfect state of balance. During the night, it is pointed to various locations across the sky to study different astronomical objects. This is accomplished with a 2-horsepower motor. For tracking on objects in the sky, the telescope must move slowly to compensate for Earth's rotation. During this operation, the telescope is moved with a motor that is only 1/12 of a horsepower. This telescope and others here at Palomar are used nightly to give us new perspectives on the universe and the many objects that inhabit it. A small computer monitor at the end of the viewing gallery shows what research is taking place with the 200-inch telescope this week. The future of this research depends on dark skies. You can learn more about how to help the observatory and how to preserve the night sky for your own enjoyment at the observatory's website or that of the International Dark Sky Association, located at darksky.org. After you leave the visitors' gallery, be sure to venture outside to the west side of the dome to see the large concrete disk. In the 1940s, before the mirror arrived at Palomar in 1947, this disk was used to balance the telescope so that its motion could be tested. It weighs almost 20 tons, the same as the weight of the 200-inch mirror, plus the mirror cell which holds it to the telescope. We hope that you have enjoyed this short podcast tour of the 200-inch Hale telescope. For more information on the observatory, its discoveries, and how to join guided tours, be sure to visit the observatory's website, palomar-observatory.org. Goodbye!